This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Rick Blair's birthday today. He's 76. Oh. It's terrible that I just threw that one out there because, of course, Buffalo's next game is against Carolina.
I was going to say, that reminds me of bad memories, but that's okay. I like Ric Flair.
We missed Trevor Falk's birthday earlier this month. He turned 52. Do we have,
because Paul wants like Kevin to make a trade, bring in a veteran character like Ricard Raquel or Seth Jones. And he mentioned Trevor Falk. I think this is a combination of two players, Trevor Zegras, Justin Falk. And he mentioned, maybe there's another autocorrect. So you. Everybody's at. So if you
St. Catharines Falcons from 90 to 93, he turned 53 earlier this month. So,
okay,
yes.
So Trevor Falk is not on the trade block right now.
Not on anybody's trade board.
No, he's not on the radar. But I like the, listen, Ricard Raquel, 100%. I would look for a guy like Ricard Raquel. He's
okay,
not a center.
How would Raquel work? Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I mean, his value right now per dollar in the new cap world and term remaining. Oh my goodness. Like it looks so good. After
if
it looked
the
so bad.
Penguins trade right. Ricard Raquel, right. They're trading everybody else. They're trading Carlson. They're trading Malkin. They're telling Crosby we're rebuilding and you want to be part of it or not. Like Raquel is their only kind of player to go along with him.
Yeah, it's you would think that. I mean, who's to say? They obviously have prospects too that they may look like, imagine, right, cultivating your next wave by inserting them into a lineup and potentially on a wing with Sidney Crosby. Like, is that a reasonable short-term development model to absolutely try to have the Crosby mystique like handed down to the, I get it. You're not going from yet because Pittsburgh's had great luck with this. So they could win the lottery. They probably traded anyway, whatever. Do they have their pick this year? Or they probably have multiple picks, don't they?
I think they do have multiple picks. Let me just check right now.
Sorry,
quickly.
Not in draft mode.
They have two first rounder.
Thank you.
This year, no second rounder, three third rounders. So yeah, Pittsburgh does have two first rounders.
Okay, but so Raquel's an interesting name, and will continue to be that. Like,
like kind of it requires a lot of thinking. Okay. So let's just see Tate Thompson.
So should I log off? Cause I don't know if I have the capacity to.
No, but you may like that. You may like my thinking. Let's just say that Tate Thompson is playing on the wing right now, but he'll go back to center. Okay, so you would have Thompson in the middle. You'd have Yuri Kulik in the middle. You have Ryan McLeod in the middle. One, two, three. Wouldn't that be something if Carolina, who we're going to see, had to trade Mikko Rantanen? And the Sabres were like, you know what? Let's give him the money that he wants. We have the cap space. Let's make the big splash. Let's get a guy like Mikko Rantanen that could play with Tage Thompson on the top line. And boom, like Tage just moved back to center. Like now I'm talking like this may not get you in the playoffs this year, but look out next year if you have Rantanen signed long-term, Thompson, Peterka, Kulik, like you got those guys in line.
Not what I was anticipating.
I told you.
And I don't see that as a realistic scenario.
I mean...
But I applaud the
creativity.
We're
looking at the Sabres with a 1.8% of making the playoffs. 1.8% chance of making the playoffs. And we're looking at what can they do if they win the next six in a row. Mm-hmm. I think we can dream to think that maybe Rantanen would be a guy that somehow would work.
For our MSG audience, producer Jeff, let's throw up the Western Conference standings to provide that same balance and conversation that we just did with the, you know, the bubble teams in the East. But more so to look at what you suggested, Marty, the teams that could be completely out of it by the time next week's trade deadline rolls around on March 7th. So if St. Louis continues to, like, they're up and down, right? They had a three-point weekend. They still believe. But what if it goes horribly wrong for them? In like, many have speculated them to be a seller anyway at this point. And you have Anaheim, who's here tonight. And if they have a tough go of it, it would certainly feel like they're no longer in the mix. And just to name one, which I did earlier, Ryan Strome would be talked about that much more. Seattle has been pegged as a seller for a long time. Nashville would be wise to do it. I don't know if they will. And then you have Chicago and San Jose. Can your creative juices take us to a place in any of those rosters and throw out more names?
Again, this is kind of fantasy. Maybe because somebody called me about my brother this morning, knowing that my brother assisted on Alex Ovechkin's second career goal. And they're like, hey, we're trying to talk to players that have... Anyway, now, what if you...
Pardon me, Gaston. What is Matthew's middle name?
Matthew is... wow. Again, just to tell you that it's not very common, I want to say it's, I think it's Lucien because I believe his godfather is Lucien. So maybe that's why, but awesome. I'd have to really look into it. I have no idea.
I'm going to need to hand you a dozen roses when you arrive at the set tonight for our MSG coverage at 6:30, because I have hit you with stuff from left field, right field, and all fields.
Would you be interested in the Shen brothers, St. Louis and Nashville? If you say, bring them together, they want to play together, you're getting a defenseman, a physical defenseman in Luke Shen, and, you know, Braden Shen up front, like, could be a piece. And it looks like both of them may be on the move. So acquire package them up. Acquire Luke from Nashville and Braden from St. Louis.
Who says no? Won't be me.
No, I know. And, you know, you're playing them together and you're filling two needs. Well, no, they're not on the same line, but, you know.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to see them on the same line.
Depending on what happened with Zucker and Greenway, maybe that's a route to go.
Scale of 1 to 10, how was Greenway's impact on the last game against the Rangers?
8.5.
What do you expect tonight?
I say Greenway will hopefully bring the same type of energy. Mm-hmm. I would... venture guess that Zucker and Tuck will play. Even if they're only 80%, they'll play. Mm-hmm. That's that important.
Again, our coverage continues tonight, 6:30 on MSG. It is Black History Celebration. We'll see you next time.